Well, hello, teachers, and welcome to your Monday Mindset podcast episode. These are short little snippets of thoughts, reflections that I share with you on a weekly basis that are focused around mindset, things that we can do to live our best lives, to live an intentional life. And I invite you to not just listen to these for yourself and how they apply to you in your life, but consider sharing them with other people too. Consider sharing them with your students every Monday and having a conversation about it and doing a reflection together. Because I think a lot of these thoughts, these topics, these questions are just a part of being human. And sometimes being human can feel lonely. And to know that other people are struggling through some of the same challenges that you are and are benefiting from having these types of conversations is hugely powerful in allowing us to get to be the best version of ourselves, to take who we are and who we be and who we show up in the world as to that next level. So I really hope that you enjoy these Monday Mindsets. And if you do, let us know over on our Instagram at Evie Academics. Thanks so much for listening, and let's dive into our Monday Mindset. So I saw this advice from Jay Shetty on one of his Instagram reels, and I thought it was an interesting concept. I don't totally align to it yet, and it's challenging me to kind of think about my life differently. But he shared this advice that he got from a mentor, and his mentor said to him, open all the doors in your life. Just open all of the doors in your life, all of the possibilities in your life. Some of those doors will close, and some of those doors will remain open. And your job is to keep going through the doors that remain open. So just like over and over and over again through all of these layers of our lives of doors remaining open for us. And I think about that from a perspective of when we hit a closed door, you know, I've seen the closed door as a gift, right? I just think about some of the things in my life that did not happen the way that I wanted them to. And I think about for you also in your life to reflect back. I'll give you an example of this. You know, when I was in high school, I was applying to colleges. I really wanted to go to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. Both of my parents went there. That was the school I wanted to go to. And I thought for sure I was going to get in based on my grades, based on my extracurriculars, based on the fact that both of my parents are alums. And I didn't get in. That was a closed door in my life. And because I didn't get in to Cal Poly, I ended up going to Loyola Marymount University instead. And I think about all of the possibility that that one part, that one impact, that one closed door in my life had on then what would transpire, right? If I hadn't gone to Loyola Marymount, I probably wouldn't have met my husband, right? And if I hadn't met my husband and had all of these other doors closed on past relationships, I would not be where I am today because I have a husband who is just like, I know you're going to do whatever you want to do and you're just always have my support. You know, he's the type of guy who, when I decided that I was going to leave the classroom, and some of you guys know my story, he's like, okay, no problem. I support you in that. And then when I went to corporate America and I was like, nope, this isn't for me. He's like, okay, no problem. I support you in that. So I've always had this person by my side who has 100% supported me in every decision that I've ever made. And this goes for like a variety of things with him. And I just think about if those doors hadn't closed in those past relationships, I wouldn't have been given the gift of this person in my life, right? So I want you to think about in your life, what doors have closed for you that now looking back, you're like, man, it had to happen that way. And I'm so glad that it did. And as you go forward, remember that when you see these other closed doors, that perhaps they're not closed doors on opportunity. Perhaps on the opposite spectrum, they are doors that are open toward an opportunity that really is actually for you in your life and what you ultimately want to have in your life. So just an interesting concept. I get what he's saying. I think my biggest struggle with it is open all of the doors. That to me maybe is a little bit overwhelming. For some of us, that's like, yeah, open all the doors. For others, it's like too many options. I don't want all the doors open. But the concept of closed doors versus open doors and continuing to walk through the doors that are open for you, to me, that's like you are moving on your path that you're supposed to be on because the universe is working in your favor, or God or source or whatever you believe in, it's all happening for me. This is the universe's way of supporting me toward the vision that I have for my life. So hopefully that serves you. I kind of like the concept of open doors and just a different way to kind of look at life. All right, you guys, have a great week, and I'll see you next week on the podcast.